Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. And you were listening to the beautiful voice of my favorite neo-soul artist, India Ari, talking about a better way. A better way, a better way, because things are always challenging for especially my melanin folks in the news. My name's Viata. And I'm your host for the day, for the night, on Soul Purpose Healing. This broadcast is titled The Melanin Challenge, Realigning with the Stars, Realigning with the Stars. And this title came about as a result of so much negative press in the media about colored men being shot by policemen. And I started to think if there was something else behind these news stories that we are bombarded with almost weekly. I usually check the news on my phone, and every week, every day this week, it seems to have been some type of shooting describing men of color, melanin men of color, leaving this earth, their spirits leaving this earth, leaving their bodies because a policeman chose to use a firearm and end their life. And a more recent story was in the news about a man who evidently had a spinal injury in the possession of police in a van, and he lost his life. So we have to ask the question, what is going on? And there's got to be a better way. But when you look at these stories, there's always a more spiritual aspect to these stories. If we truly choose to ask the Creator what's going on, then we can usually get a message that tells us on a spiritual realm what is going on. Why are we hearing about so many melanin men being shot down and killed? Because this is nothing new. When you look at the Bible or the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, we see many stories about the melanin people. Most of those stories described in the Bible would refer to melanin people as the mother of the human race is in Africa. The heart of the African continent brought forth the human race. And so we can look at, actually, northern Africa is considered to be the location that you would find the Garden of Eden, if there's such a place. But in any case, the African people are considered to be the mother and father of the human race. So that's why we're talking about melanin challenge, the melanin challenge, because it really is a human problem we have. When we have policemen who decide to take out their gun and shoot rather than tackle someone or use muscle power, then we're talking about a human issue. So the melanin challenge, you could go all the way back to Africa if you want, but the melanin challenge is being broadcasted on the news regularly. And so we really do want to address this issue of the media and how they are reporting that men of color are being shot down throughout the week from the guns of policemen. And the interesting thing is that men of color are being shot down not just by police, they're being shot down by men of other colors, other men of color. So in the neighborhood, in the hood, or in the cities, we're seeing, we know about men and children, even women, being shot down by melanin people in the neighborhood, whether it's a gang-related incident or some other family conflict, domestic conflict. This is nothing new, but we're seeing it seems, more and more in the media. So what's really behind the media broadcasting these events, these murders, these shootings, these killings, more lately, it seems to me, than ever before? I don't even watch the news. I don't have a TV right now. But when you watch the news, usually they bring up the worst stories first, the ones that are going to cause some emotional reaction first. And so they bring out the who shot who murdered who died first, rather than the news of joy or positive reports. We hear about the deaths of someone or the killings of someone. The drama is always first there in the news. So if you're watching the news, you're going to see that and hear it. And then lately, though, I only get the news from my phone. So, but I scan through the news stories, whether it's the nation or the world or local or whatever, and I'm seeing every day someone being shot down by a policeman, almost every day. It's been lately, it's been slowed down a bit. But you can't help but wonder. You can't help but wonder what in the world is going on. And so we're asking that question tonight. What is going on in the media? Why is the media promoting these deaths? And what I am finding personally, and I'd love to get your response as I open up the mics, what your perspective is on this. What are you seeing from the media almost promoting these shootings and spending lots of time reporting on these shootings? What is your perspective on this? Because recently, what caused me to do a show like this was recently on another blog talk show, we were talking about another topic where men of color are going to Brazil to find relationships, to find positive, healthy, what they call healthy, positive relationships. And my response was that no matter where you go, there you are. That's kind of a saying that you can't get away from your conflicts with people when you go to another country. It's going to surface somehow, some way. And so my response was, you reap what you sow. Just be aware of the universal law and don't judge people by their color, because it's really about the soul of the person. And I mentioned India Ari's beautiful verses that say, spirit has no color. Either you're a hater or a lover. Those are words from my favorite neo artist song, where she sings, spirit has no color, you're a hater or a lover. Now, when I made this comment, the gentleman on the other end of the blog show got very passionate and very loud about, well, look at what's happened to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, and look at what Zimmerman did to Trayvon Martin and what they did to Michael Brown, and look at what's happening to the black man, and we can't just sit back and do nothing, and we have to be proactive and all that. So, yes, I am suggesting we do have to be proactive, but it's really on a divine perspective. It's really not about being a victim, because the creator of heaven and earth is the director of this earth stage, and everything has a purpose. I say that over and over again on this show. Everything has a purpose. We all have an assignment. And as my frequent guest on this show would say, Mama AZ would say, we all had an assignment before we came into this earth. So I'm going to bring on, I believe this is Mama AZ. Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Hello. I was on mute. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
Thank you so much. You know, Sister Viata, the more that I research, the more that I look into this, even during this day, me spending time, very, very, very important quality time with my niece, I learned what goes around comes around, and we do have an assignment, my sister, and all of us on this planet, we have been all races of people, and this is a fact because of the lessons that we came here to learn, and it's like, if you have a pimple and you're not eating right, or you're not cleansing, mm-hmm. your body is cleansing, if you mm-hmm. do not do the proper thing to eradicate with inside your body the symptoms that causes that pimple, it's going to keep coming back and coming up and coming up. It's like if you eat wrong food, and I've been experiencing that for like 2 or 3 weeks, your system will not be able to handle it, and you have got to purge. And to me, sister, this is a purging, like what is in our thinking, you see, and what is in our heart, and these murders by these ones is just to show us how our hearts are, we're not caring or loving of each other, you see, and it's a mirror. We mirror each other. Mm-hmm. We mirror each other. So, what to me, what this is just to show us what is in our hearts, sisters, and we are purging. We are purging what is within us. So that's how I look at it, sister. It may appear to be racial. It's not.
Hallelujah.
That's my opinion.
I totally agree.
We have an assignment.
So
those people agreed to be a part of this drama, to show what's really in our hearts. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. You said it. You said it so perfectly, especially bringing in the external and internal aspect of this, because I wrote down today on my notes that we need to pay attention to all the worshiping and the idolatry that we are performing or acting out on the outside of the sanctuary, the human body. I was staying in a place where the person had all these pictures of Mary and Jesus on the walls, and people who have crosses and all these symbols of religion in their environment, and yet they don't have health, and they don't have money, and so there's this challenge that's going on in the hearts, just like you said. Who do you worship? Who do you worship? And so these people who are being reported on the news as dying from a bullet by a policeman, as you said, they had an assignment. And I believe part of that assignment is to wake us up. Why are they promoting the melanin people who are being shot? They're not the only ones being killed in this country or in this earth. But we're getting more news about the melanin men, especially men, who are being shot down. And part of it, I see the root cause or the consequence of the media reporting all this is fear. We've got so many black men afraid that they are going to be shot down as well. And the media, I'm starting to believe this is intentional to raise the level of fear in the melanin men so that they become somewhat ineffective, because they're either going to do things like running away from a police stop because they're afraid they'll go to jail or something else, or they're afraid they're going to get killed, or instead of standing firm and knowing the law and becoming more aware and knowledgeable, they're running away from the law. And let me tell you, folks, you can't run from your karma or your reaping and sowing. That if you've already sown a seed, like my sister said, there are not enough love seeds being sown. There are not enough seeds of love, care, and concern for your neighbor. The two most important commandments, in fact, all the commandments, the Messiah said, all the commandments could be reduced to two. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love your Creator, Yahuwah, with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Let's just look at those two commandments, whether you are performing those two commandments, 100%. As Larry Wilmore likes to still do on his show, he says, keeping it 100, keeping it 100. That's a phrase that they use, keep it 100, keep it 100% true. Are you obeying the two commandments given to us as simplifying all the commandments they list in the Old Testament? Let's just break it down to two, which is a human element here. These commandments are not just for melanin people. They're for all human beings. The Creator, the director of this play on earth, has given us our script. Our script for the earth performance that we're all working in and playing a role in is love the Creator with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And that means loving your neighbor as yourself. When you love your neighbor as yourself, some of you are not even aware that you are loving your Creator, because the Creator has put breath and put the seed in the womb of the mother in each every human being that's walking on this earth. It starts with the energy of the universe, your seed coming down into the mother's womb, and that's where it starts. So when you love your neighbor as yourself, your sister, your brother as yourself, you are loving the creation that Divine One, Yahuwah, create, put on the earth. And that energy, if you are keeping it 100, that's the energy that will come back to you. You are not going to be shot in the back when you're keeping it 100 with those two commandments. Think about that. And so all of these men who are dying, we don't know their hearts. That's the thing that we are, that's one of the elements we are missing in these news media reports. We don't know their hearts. The universe is not going to allow anything to happen where the seed has not been planted already.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Sister Viata. You know, being out here in Arizona and being with family, and last night I went to a sweat in Guadalupe that's on the other side of Tempe between Mesa and Tempe off of Baseline. And, Sister Viata, it was such a powerful, powerful sweat because there were two babies, young brothers, that were there. And one was 6 or 7 and the other was 8. And they were asking for prayers for their dad, to prayers, heroin, you know, to get off of heroin, sister. And it hurt me so bad. These little brothers, they're 6, 7, 8. And it's just, yes, you know, and their mom, and their shootings, and their killings, and it is just chaotic. It's very chaotic. However, there were some that overstood what it meant to be a part of that. You see, meaning the assignment. And that just really, it blew me away when that was mentioned, that we agreed to do this. So you and I and others like us, we're not the only ones who are on that page.
Right. Right. And those young men, those young children, just like my experience with an alcoholic parent, and I know, Mama A.B., you had the same experience, those children will look back and be grateful for that experience because it's going to change their lives. It's going to put them on a path of more than likely more empowerment to choose a life that will not be like their father. More than likely, those children are going to be influenced in a good way because of what they're experiencing, because of what they're observing. And so that's the upside of that. That testimony and those children being there to teach us that what they're going through, just as I went through, it was a very sad time for me when I was young to see my mother addicted to alcohol. That's a very sad time. And not only that, you don't get the nurturing and love and attention from a mother who's addicted to alcohol that you would maybe from a mother who has a healthy emotional state and a healthy physical state. So when you go through that experience as a child, you will be sad and you will be hurt, but those memories will stay with you, and you will try more than likely to avoid it. You'll either try and avoid it, or you'll repeat the same mistakes until the universe wakes you up. And you say, wow, I'm doing the same thing that my mother or my father did, and I have to change that. because the loving creator who we are supposed to be mirroring will help you, will help anyone overcome the programming of their parents once they become aware that they are responsible for their life and their parent is not responsible for their life. So we're in a wake, we're in a wake-up stage. The fear that men are feeling because of what the media is promoting. And let me just add this. The media is owned by only a few people. I don't care which, what media you're listening to or watching. It's a controlled output of information, and they have an agenda. And I'm seeing that one of the agendas is promoting fear. In fact, the agenda most of the time with the media is to promote fear in the masses so that they can control us. There's this thought by a man named David Icke that the way the elite are trying to control everything is by their method of operations is to create a situation and create a reaction and then suggest a solution. And the solution is always in their favor, not ours, the conscious ones. They're trying to create solutions that will bring more control, which is what the elite and those who are of the adversary's energy, they're always trying to control. And that's one of the reasons I had to wake up to my own desires to control people. I had to come out of that. The Creator had a special plan for this vessel, this person, Viata. The Creator had a special plan to bring me out of trying to control people.
Yeah.
Because that's not the Creator's way. The Creator gives us choices, and we have already gotten our assignment. So we don't have to control.
Right.
We don't have to try and control people because we already have the assignment in our cellular structure, in our DNA. You don't know what's in any other person's DNA or cells. They know. They will wake up to that as the Creator and the universe works on their behalf with them, cooperating with them to complete their assignment. And then once that person dies, once the breath leaves that person's body, assignment is finished. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't care what that person did on this earth. My belief is now when the breath leaves that person, their assignment is complete. The Creator is going to say, well done, you completed your assignment. I don't care if they killed someone or did something horrible. When the breath leaves them, that's the end of the play for them. They go stage left. And the Creator is there applauding them for what they were assigned to do.
Yes. Because, Sister Viata, I am realizing more and more and more just how connected we are, like tree limbs. You know, when I would leave on a journey to one of my favorite spots, that was Pettigrew State Park. And no matter where I was, in Georgia or Montana or Virginia or wherever, I would always say to those standing talls, meaning the trees, I say, look, tell your relative that I'm en route to Pettigrew State Park and to save me a good spot. And I tell you, I'm telling you, Sister Viata, every time I would arrive at Pettigrew State Park in Terrell County in North Carolina, Crestwell, I would have me a spot. And I would give thanks to those standing tall, meaning the trees. This is a true story every time, and it would be as though they would be waving and hey, Arizona, hey. You know, I swear to God, Sister Viata. So I'm learning more and more and more, especially from this sweat that I had last night, how connected we are. and how crucial everyone's assignment is, no matter what it may be, because we all have lessons to learn from each experience. And I'm seeing that clearly now, you see.
Yes. And we as melanin people, we identify with the slavery experience even today. We can look back on the melanin people who suffered. The suffering of the melanin people is in our history. So some of us cannot come out of the suffering. And even not just melanin people, but sometimes people even not of melanin of the melanin race are struggling with their past, with their past as a human race. Yes. And so the human race is always going to have a story of struggling. And so the challenge we have, especially of melanin people, is to realign ourselves with the stars in the heavens, because that's where we come from. That's what the Creator's intention, the intention of our Creator bringing us into this earth realm, is to help us remember where we came from. Where do we come from? We come from the stars. We come from the cosmos. We are microcosms. That's why our bodies are made up in the same order as the planets above us, the stars, the moon, all the energy above our heads. That's the mirror that's what we're reflecting inside of us. And so part of the solution to this fear that men are feeling, especially the melanin brothers, is that you have to realign yourself with the Creator's stars and divine purpose. If you have someone in your family who is shot down by a policeman or by another melanin, which is probably more common today on this earth, in this country, I haven't looked at the statistics, but I'm sure it's probably more common that other melanin people are killing other melanin people. But we're only seeing in the media when it's a race, when it's a black against white thing. We hardly ever hear about melanin cutting down melanin people. But when it's a white against black, the media promotes it so that they can stir up division. That's the one thing we don't need. We don't need as a people is division, because guess what? It's divide and conquer. We are going to struggle. We're going to continue to struggle to bring peace to the earth, to bring harmony, to bring the love that the Father desires when we are divided. Number one, the media is presenting these racial conflicts in a big, bright light because they want to keep us divided, and they want to promote the fear so they can bring about a solution for the masses that will keep them in control.
Yes, Sister Viata, you are on point. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm moving, driving, and I do not have. Okay, thank you. Okay, yes. You are on point. It is designed and for us to be in a state of fear at all times, and we must learn to breathe and just know that the Creator has a higher calling for all of us, And last night again, I cannot put emphasis enough on how powerful that sweat was. And if I had my choice,
my way, it will be my mission to have a sweat in everyone's backyard. I'm serious, sister, because it's so many people who are just living in a state of fear, on drugs, on alcohol, on something. And it amazes me how so many are still refusing to see behind the veil. They don't want to see. They do not want to see. And I'm very, very grateful, sister, that soon you and I will meet, because Sister Viata, we have some very, very, very powerful, powerful work to do. It is so many hurting people out here. It's so many hurting sisters out here, you know, so many, you see, so many. And I pray, sister, that all of us can heal or be a part of healing each other. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's exactly what these murders are about.
Yes.
There is such a, sister, there's such a need. It almost makes me cry that there's such a need for people to be healed. The earth itself is in need of healing, and that will happen because the earth belongs to Yahuwah Most High, the universe. That's going to happen. But the individual human beings on this earth who are a part of the stage, earth stage, and who are struggling right now, it's going to be a hard journey for them if they don't wake up and become conscious about the agenda behind the media's reporting, about the need to realign yourselves. Realign yourselves every time someone close to you is murdered or who dies or is killed. It's an opportunity. The Creator is sending a message. Let me make this very clear to everyone listening. Whenever there's a report of someone dying, murdered, killed, no matter how they die, it's a message from the Creator of heaven and earth to wake up and change your ways. To pay attention to the life of that person who's leaving the soul of that person, the journey that they had on this earth, to learn from their life and change your ways. Because if you're if you have the opportunity to see the death of someone close of you, to know their lifestyle, to have witnessed their assignment, you witnessed the assignment of a mother or a father who dies. Because you knew them all your life. And so if you don't take that opportunity to make changes in the way you live your life and the choices that you make, then you will probably be the next murder or death to teach a lesson, because all of us are teaching lessons and learning lessons. Those who learn the lesson, pass the course, they're going to prosper. They're going to move on and evolve in their journey. Those who keep stay in that class and see the murders and the death, and they don't make any changes in their life, you're bound to suffer more and more until you get it.
Yes.
And so we who are talking on this podcast tonight, Mother, my sister and I, are here to send out a message of truth and light to those who are listening, that it's time to wake up. We're going to be saying this every week on this show, on the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women on Wednesday. Our primary message is wake up, people. Wake up, people. Every time the media reports, it's not a time to divide and argue and be in more conflict about this white man did that or that black man did that. It's time to come together and be unified in this journey, in this mission, in this assignment. The assignment for every human being is to become one with the Creator's love, compassion, wisdom, and understanding. And if you're not getting that message, that's why we are here today. Mama Z and I are taking time out today
to share the message of unity, of love. You need to love more. You need to be unified more and stop being divided, whether it's with your husband or your wife or your brother, sister. It's time to let go of the division, let go of the conflict, and be more in line, realigned with the stars. The stars are in unity. You don't see the stars up there fighting each other. You don't see the stars battling for position. The stars know their assignment. People, get your assignment.
They know their assignment.
Yes, yes. And the stars are not watching the TV or the media to find out what's next or what's their assignment. The stars are out there in the cosmos. So if you want to know what your assignment is, you better get out under the stars more often and get away from the tell lie vision. I saw on Facebook someone posted a great picture of a television, and they broke it down as tell lies vision. Tell lie vision.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. That box is telling lies to you. You're believing them. You're sucked in with the media's agenda, and you're not rising up to the place that the creator wants you to be because you're listening to the lies of the television. Entertain me. Let me entertain you. That's what that box is crying out. The television is crying out to everyone. Let me entertain you. I can tell more lies to you because that's what the tell lie vision is for. I want to tell you more lies. Come into my box. Get a remote control, and you can control everything. You think you're in control, but you're just moving from one control element, one lie to another, and being more entertained and missing out on the star, the planetary truth that we came here to learn. We have someone on the call, 706-202. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. Give us your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to Soul Purpose Healing.
Well, greetings, Sister Viata. I'm calling you from New Mexico.
From New Mexico. Is this Kwame?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing in New Mexico?
Well, I was in Sedona, Arizona for a conference, and I came over here to visit some friends, and we were going to the Gathering of the Nations, and I'm sitting here in our backyard looking at the Sedea Mountains and the clouds that put some rain in the desert, and I've been living under the stars for the past, almost 3 weeks now. So you're very much on point with the cosmic connection, because
how
up
awesome.
There in Sedona. Yeah, and I'm grateful, to tune in and hear, what you're saying that you got from a post, but it's tell live vision, but it's telling their vision, and to what it's used for is for inter-detaining you. It's
yes,
to enter you
yes.
and detain you from your true vision,
yes.
which is your
yes.
your cosmic self.
Yes,
and so
yes,
it's been a learning experience with the elders that we had that came in from basically around the country, around the world, because they were here from El Salvador, Mexico, Chile, Peru, Andes, and then we had the natives came in from Canada, and we had some people come from Germany, and we represented us here, and then you had the indigenous from different, the Navajo, the Pueblo, the Havasupai. All of these elders came together and shared the teachings, their tribal teachings, and what their elders and passed on to them. And it's in, what I shared and what they were giving us was a part of, we have the Medu Netter. We had our ancient ones in Kemet wrote the hieroglyphs and the pictures that they left, and the ones in the Maya have the codex, and then here in North America we have the petroglyphs, and these petroglyphs are here to give us messages as to what we're needing to be doing and what we will be seeing. The same thing that was left in Kemet in South America, the messages are written in stone, and they're written in pictures, because a picture is worth a thousand words.
Right.
So
right.
It's going out here, gathering up this information, and really just getting elevation, because these mountains are lifting in their, when you're in their view, you're being lifted to this mountaintop.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You're blessed to be there. Oh, my goodness. What a contrast to Georgia. What do you see as the biggest difference in the land of Arizona compared to Georgia? Just the mountains?
It's the mountain, and it's the energy, and we're people of the sun. So we're back in our natural element. And being
okay.
there in Arizona, we come from the motherland, and basically is right there near the equator. And so we're people of the sun, and this is what's giving us this information, the inner cosmic connection. It's coming through the light of the sun. No matter how much they try to chemtrail it, distort it with HAARP and all of that, it's greater because there are billions of particles, as we speak now, are entering onto the planet and into us to activate. And we even found glyphs where they were showing the two-strand DNA, and then you're going through the portal, and then the three strands that we're getting ready to, that we're in now. They wrote these on these are thousand-year-old picture glyphs.
Wow.
So,
well, that's why I titled this show The Melanin Challenge, because if we can just get these melanin people to accept the challenge to turn off the TV, to make a U-turn from the lifestyle there, the path they're on now, that's very destructive, the entertainment, the detainment, and that just, it's a challenge because the programming has been strong, but it's not impossible. Like you said, the energy is there from the universe to help us. It's so present right now to help us make that U-turn and go in a different direction and release the fear that is being promoted. I think most men and women, if they would just get away from the media, the fear would be greatly reduced in them. Just turn off the television and stop reading newspapers.
And, you know, we don't have to cut off the media, but we have to learn to discern the information. And you have to look at to know the trickery of what it is that they're doing, you know, because news only spells north, east, west, and south.
Oh, right. I never thought of it that way. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
North, east, west, and
Brother Kwame,
south.
Can you repeat that again? I love you, my brother. How I love us. How are you? Can you repeat that again, sir?
Well, it's news only stands for the four directions, north, east, west, and south, N-E-W-S. That's all it is, but we've been hoodwinked as to saying they're giving us some new information. Really, they're not. They're promoting fear, because the basic two things that we, to be free, we have this, and we choose to bondage ourselves to things. We choose to turn on that television and look at that. We choose by choice to take on the bondage because we don't understand love and freedom.
Yes.
Wow. And you know, I have to confess or give a testimony. I was married to a man for 30-some years, and when that marriage has now ended, that contract has ended, thanks to the Most High, he said enough. And over those years, this person became more and more addicted to that television. And what is happening now is cable television will give you 200 channels. You can spend the whole day in front of the television being entertained. And the choices that they give you can keep a person addicted to it, because you can always find something on there to entertain you. And if a person is not in comfort in their body, if they are not at peace with their body, the television is a great tool to comfort your flesh. Now, you hear me? Not the soul or the mind, but the flesh. And so that's part of the reason why my marriage had to end, because I was moving further and further away from the entertainment aspect of television, the entertainment aspect of the media, and I was beginning to hear the voice of the nature and the stars and the moon. And when you're hearing that and you have a spouse who's getting deeper and deeper into cable television, then there's always going to be conflict because your perspectives are different on life. You can't even really have a conversation about life because one person's coming from a media entertainment perspective and the other person comes from the stars, moon, and sun perspective, and there was always conflict. So now we're both at peace. We're in our own world, and I give gratitude and thanks to the Most High for the journey, because that can teach you a lot about the power of cable television and the media and the distracts and detains you from what you are assigned to really do about. It's to be the light. It distracts you from being the light.
Right.
Yes.
And that's a very good point that, you know, it took that long for you to perceive the distraction because the marriage was a union in which one joined to the other, and you have something as a television to take the place of his wife is really saying
right.
something about what we're, and what we have to look at, because we use that television, it tells the vision of how they want your mind to work. And
yes.
that's all it is that it's a thing to detain you from reaching your higher self by giving you
yes.
lower expectations of humans. You know, it's said
yes.
that a child, by the time it reaches adolescence, has seen over 25,000 simulated murders. And so that puts that child in a mind frame that this is normal to see people
yeah.
shoot and kill each other, and it's
yeah.
normal for people to beat. And this is even with cartoons. And the cartoons
mm-hmm.
being able that, you know, these children are laughing at animals beating each other. You
mm-hmm.
know, Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
when it first, Nintendo came out back in the late, early 80s, late 70s, with Pac-Man and all this other stuff. But what they said was is that we will be more popular than God in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and
so
behold.
True. So true.
Right. And all of this is really, in essence, is to take us away from being a loving being. You know, and
yeah.
this is the part of what the elders are showing us in the pictures that were left from ceremonies from our elders. And being able to read the stars, because they even had a picture that they did what Orion aligned with Venus. And when you look up in the sky, that's what's up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of this has been the story of the Holy Bible or the Sun Book is nothing but the constellations and the cosmic above us. That whole story
mm-hmm.
is what's above
mm-hmm.
is happening below.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible is mostly metaphors.
Right. Just like now, it's one prediction is getting ready to happen in September 2017. It's another prophecy of the seven seals. It talks about in Revelation that the virgin will be dressed by the sun with the moon at her feet, and she'll have 12 stars her crown, and she will birth the King of Kings. That's Virgo with the moon at her feet and having the 9 stars align with her, with the other three being Mercury, Mars, and Venus, I think. But Jupiter is the king of kings, and it will come through her constellation and come out the lower part of the constellation as she's birthing this planet's alignment back, because Jupiter has just went forward, which would, it was retrograde.
Now, you hear that truth. That sounds like so much truth to me now, but most of us are now asking, how did we get this story of Mary and Jesus and all this?
That's with
this truth. Exactly.
Right.
They brought in these mythical figures that are based solely on the planetary system.
I just went to an old... I wanted to share this, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I went to...
No, go ahead. I just had this. That just made me think about how we worship the wrong things.
Right. And this artist, this Mesoamerican, he's an artist, and he does all of the different angels and deities and stuff. And he has this picture that he just finished of the Black Madonna and Child. And he said that he was given this vision and dream because he has all of these other images, and it was given to him to paint and do the Black Madonna and Child. And it's a beautiful piece that he done. And he's gifted. He's an old Spanish man that is there creating the art, and him and his wife have the little adobe, and their house is like the seven room of different art. You know, they've got the kitchen and all of this stuff, and the different archangels and all of this. But it's this downloading that now is happening to us as humans, because even when I was there in Arizona in this AZ and they were all out there, we did the drumming. We were there at the foot of South Mountain, and we were drawing in these people just by the heartbeat of the drum. You know, some lady said that she heard this sound and she just had to follow it and come over and participate in that ceremony of what the anniversary of the 144 drums. I mean, the nature is calling us, but we just have to tune back into ourselves.
Right, right. That's so true.
That's right. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us, sir. I have a question. Where are you, Brother Kwame? Are you in San Diego? I mean, Sedona?
No, I'm in Albuquerque.
Oh,
I did the conference, the Eagle, Quatticolo, and Condor conference was from the 17th through the 23rd. And so I left out of there on the 20th. Well, I didn't leave Phoenix until day before yesterday, and I got here, and I'm with this, and then I'm leaving Wednesday, going out to L.A., because I've got to attend some things. My grandson is doing one event, and my other grandson is graduating high school, so I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to the ocean to do ceremony, you know, take a day and do ceremony, and then go up in Bear Mountain. And I mean, I'm connecting with this energy that's birthing our consciousness and bringing the messages back.
Now, Brother Kwame, let me ask you this: are you there with Magdala?
No, I'm not here with Magda. Magdala's in Taos, so it's cold up there, way up there. But you know.
I see.
Yeah. So I don't think she's here. I think she's in Mexico. She said she would be leaving the country, going down. So she's not even up there in Taos.
I see. Well, you know, I am so grateful, Brother Kwame, that you were kind enough to tune in, and I hope you can express more about that powerful gathering that we had at South Mountain, and I'm trusting that you got a lot of video, because I was totally in another zone, and I'm not clear as if I had things going on, because my friend was crossing over, and I didn't understand it was her at the time, because things were dropping, lights were flickering, I kept feeling somebody there watching me, and that whole weekend was exquisite. You with your interjection, Brother Kwame, and just that whole thing, those godfathers and everything. So did I tell you about my friend who you know across the street from Camp Arizona?
You spoke about it. Yeah, you spoke about it. And the other part thing is that it was really, you know, synchronicity or divine order, because we went to Regina's the Friday before I left out that night.
Wow.
And we did the drum ceremony at Estrella Mountain.
Oh my, what?
Ooh.
Wait for me.
Wow.
I'm going to beat you up.
We did the drum ceremony at the Gateway of the Gods. Estrella means the
star. Oh, my God, Brother Kwame! Oh, my God. Brother Kwame, I'm sure you got your will. Why? What?
And I got to beat on the big drum again and lead the
vocal.
Oh,
my God, Brother Kwame! Brother Kwame, y'all don't love me.
Y'all don't love me, Brother Kwame. Y'all didn't even tell me.
They say you were dealing with some issues, and it was like, okay, we got to let her heal and, you know, let her do work with her body and work with getting it. So...
I'm picking with you, Brother Kwame, because I was in the bed, and I was really doing some big time slapping and tapping and slapping and anointing my body, because it was really going through some changes. However, that sweat and the one that's coming up with Big Mike on the Healer Reservation, my God. Brother Kwame, I give thanks. Mama Kahuna and all the others, you brothers and sisters, are going to really, really, really open up some gateways with those drums. You realize this has been coming for 20 years or almost 30 years, actually, with those drums and like the teaching teepee, traveling. And sister, I cannot put emphasis, even Dr. Stanley called last night when I was going into the sweat. I mean, it was just, it was awesome. Brother Kwame and the other sisters opened up the gateway at South Mountain, and then for them to take those drums, tell us about that again, Brother Kwame. I won't.
Well, we want to. Regina's, and she's over there by Estrella Mountains, and she has a beautiful land, and it's wide open, and you're looking dead into at the Estrella Mountains as you're doing, you know, the drumming. And it was just funny because that's where the Phoenix Lights came from that they were talking about. That's God's, they call it God's Gateway.
Yeah.
Because this is where the beings came in and left out from. There at Estrella. And so it was really because that's like the other side of South Mountain. So I came in and did it on that side and then went to the other side. And, you know, it was like opening and closing the gateway.
Yes. And all the years, sister, and the listening audiences, all the years that I gathered and listened to spirit and had to explain to the fire department and the police department or the popo department in North Carolina, you know, why I was doing certain things, you know, all of these years. And just for that ceremony there at South Mountain and the gateway to the gods and all of that, and last night and the school that unfolding here, Mr. G's attic, and you are coming, sister. It's just all of that crying disappointment and short of being arrested and a couple of times, you know, it was worth it.
Miss AZ, and this is the part of what, this is the part that we are experiencing, because when we went up to in Sedona and we went to the land of the Pueblos up there with the Red Canyon and Pleiades, it's where the glyphs are in these mountains. And the forestry came there, and we were doing ceremony before it opened, because the Maya and the keeper of the crystal skulls brought these sacred artifacts from down South America and brought them up here to connect with these energies. And so we were doing ceremony when the ranger came up, and she was saying that we weren't supposed to be. And we were like, you know, this is not about charging, and we're not, you know, asking nobody to pay. We're not blocking the road. We're just honoring our ancestors before we walk into sacred ground. And, you know, spirit told her, you know, spirit touched her and said, okay, I can't do it, because she was trying, everything she was saying, we could counter to what she was saying. Spirit was speaking through each one, you know. And then when we got there, she, you know, apologized and said, you know, she was apologizing, because we, first thing that one of the people was showed her is that, you know, Obama opened up the gateway for us by adding things to the Freedom of Religious Act that Jimmy Carter did in 1976, where we could go on these sacred sites and perform sacred ceremonies. He did this in changing the act and being able to open the gateway that we can go in and do these type of ceremonies without them being able to sequester us or stop us.
So this happened just this time in Sedona, is what you're saying?
Yep, that's what we did when we were up in the Sedona before Earth Day on the 21st. We went up and we were touring, you know, we went up there. And then they have a section to where we went into the Pueblos. We went into the places where the sacred yonis have been formed by the mountains and the gateways of birthing, you know, these type of energies coming out of the mountains, you know. There's the chief that's, you know, there. I got pictures of things that, you know, when you look at it, it's like, whoa. Even the sphinx, they call it the ram sphinx head. It's a head just like the sphinx in Egypt, but only it has the horns of the ram on it. That's because the Havasupai, the ones in the Grand Canyon, that's their headdress.
Wow.
All of this ancient artifacts is what we have to begin to learn how to decipher and do, just as they did with the Medunetta when they took the Rosetta Stone and deciphered the hieroglyphs. They call them hieroglyphs to be able to read our language. We have to begin to read the ancient languages. because the messages are in the pictures.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I apologize.
No, I was, and the elders told us that when you go before the pictures in the light of sun, you allow your shadow to cast onto the picture, if you can, and you, when you allow your shadow to cast on, it connects your soul back to what that, that energy is.
Oh wow. Well, I'm sure that you are well aware of Lenny Krodoff.
Oh yeah. David Swallow and his wife were there from Pine Ridge. They came down from Pine Ridge on their way over to the world's largest powwow was at in New Mexico here. And
Wow. They
were on their way, and they stopped, and they did ceremony because he was kind of the intercessor for it because he was one of Krodoff's students.
Okay, well, the brother, Manny, he's off
yeah,
the chain. He works. Oh, you know Manny?
Yeah, I know Manny. Manny was the brother. He was the one that played Chingachgook in The Last of the Mohicans. I said, how can you have a Lakota playing a Mohican in a movie, but people didn't know it?
Wow. That ran the sweat lodge, and he said that Lenny Krodoff was his teacher.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. And where Courtney has moved to, she moved from down Berrillo, which is right outside Albuquerque, up here to Rio Rancho. And I'm right around the corner from one of my teachers that died. He was the last of the Muscogee Creek, William Bearhart. The wind beneath, The Wind Beneath My Wings is My Mother. He's got a book out that he talks about the spiritual teaching because his grandfather was on the Trail of Tears that taught him.
Oh.
He was 90 years old when he passed in that April, maybe 2007, I think it was, he passed, like 8 years ago.
Wow, Brother Corny.
And here I am sitting in the same subdivision where we poured his last sweat for his 90th birthday.
Wow, that is so awesome. Brother Corny, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Thank us.
Yeah, and that is so, you know, Brother Kwame, as I'm listening to this beautiful adventure that you're on, it's so appropriate for the title of Melanin Challenge, Realigning with the Stars, because the journey you're on is the journey that melanin people need to hitchhike a ride on, because that's what's going to bring the protection of the universe, the protection of the Creator and all his angels, because the mission is and the purpose is so much higher when you're on that type of a journey and adventure. Because the mission for us is to heal this earth and realign everyone back to the love, the compassion, wisdom, and understanding of our Creator. And the adventure that you're on, the journey that you just shared, is so much higher than where most melanin people are. And that's why this podcast was needed today. The Most High put it in the three of us to share our journey, to share this wisdom, so that we can help our brothers and sisters out there to rise up and get higher with the stars. Reach for the stars. The stars are guiding us. The stars are talking to us. The planets are talking to us. And just as you said, the drawings, we've got to learn how to interpret all the drawings that are there for us, all the letters, the Hebrew letters, and all these things that were left by the ancients and that are still being communicated by the ancients. This is what will protect you from the shootings, the police shootings. The angels are going to protect those who are on this mission, who are on this journey, like Brother Kwame is on. That's our protection.
And the way, Shores, because the thing is that we're coming back, and me being able to stand in the council circle as an elder representing the color black and the keepers of the water, those of the ancestors and thunder beings, is part of what, you know, spirit has allowed me to do in representing who we are, because we are the way showers for them and what they've had recorded, but we're the parents of the human race.
Right. and that's only if you're conscious of that. Otherwise, most melanin people are not conscious of that reality. And so that's why they're powerless and they're being shot down, and the universe is trying to wake people up because they're not conscious of the power within them.
Right. And so this is what I'm doing. On this adventure, the part for me is to bring back to our communities and begin to do ceremonies with our people and begin to share presentations and information that is being passed on. Because when we lose an elder, we've lost the whole set of encyclopedias.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking at. How do we preserve these teachings? How do we help these new rainbow children that are coming in and wanting to do all of these things and want instant gratification to their spiritual quest? But you have got to understand, and you're talking about healing the earth. First, you got to heal the person that's destroying you. That's the key, is that you can't, the earth is going to take care of herself. She's the one that can heal you. You can't heal. She will heal you if you allow her and reconnect back to her. That's what these teachings are for.
Thank us, Brother Kwame, for sharing that with the universe of listeners. That, you know, I'm just, when I look back, it was as though something else or someone else's many selves had embedded themselves inside my body. Because when I do certain things and go through things that I've gathered, I'm like, I don't remember doing this. I don't remember doing that. I mean, and I'm looking at film with me on it, and it's like, did I do that? Is that me? It's like it trips me out because I swear to God, it's like it's another being, another person, and I'm thinking like, how in the world did I manage to do that on a walker or crutches or, you know, it trips me out.
It's like, and it's amazing, but if remember what Black Elk said. In him doing what he did, he says, I become like hollow bones and allow source to enter into my marrow of my bone and guide me. This is what we're getting these people that are channeling, true channelers, is that they allow the entity to enter and bring the message forward through them, because they have to have the physical form in order for them to translate what we need to receive. You got the Essence, you got Jay-Z Knight, you've got, you know, James Taborn, you've got true people that, you know, spirit are entering into, and some of these that are just common people like yourself and saying that, how did I do this? I don't remember, because they enter into you if your heart is open to let them in. You know, there's a picture that the Christians use where Jesus is knocking at the door. And it used to be, you know, on calendars, and you've seen it. And he's knocking at this wooden door. And there is no hinges and there's no doorknobs, because that's the human heart. This is why they talk about man is hard-hearted. The only way that he can come, that that spirit can enter into your heart, is that you have to open the door to it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for saying that, Brother Kwame. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes, and that's why, you know, we were talking about earlier about we don't need to be trying to control people, because the opening of the heart is a voluntary individual choice.
Right.
Yeah,
that heart,
no control.
Is the seat of the will. Right, because you can't really
yeah.
control anyone but yourself. And the part of it is you want to share. We want to become unified in saying us is that we're all one spirit. We're all one breath. We're
mm-hmm.
all, every being on here breathes this air that comes from the tree of life. And we have to
right.
understand how to unite it, because the division is being there is to detain people by using the television, and now they've even got it to where, what are they calling the big flat screens? What's another name that they call them?
I don't know. I'm out of that.
But they call these plasmas. The plasmas. And where do you get plasma from? The blood, because they're attacking you at the cellular level now.
Oh, wow. That's a new awareness.
The cell,
wow.
The cell phone is put up too close to the what? To the brain cells.
Yeah.
That's why they call
yeah.
it a cell phone, because it's affecting the cells. That's why they're attacking
well, yeah.
at the cellular level, because the bloodline is from the divine feminine, and this is what we've come back into. And it's through
mm-hmm.
her, the teachings of the grandmothers there was about the womb and the healing of
mm-hmm.
the womb and reconnecting the womb back to the cosmic womb, because this is what the mother has to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's what she's here for.
Yeah.
So true. Hallelujah. Well, thank us for, oh my goodness, this is a new awakening for me as well. We all need to
now,
take note of the words that are being spoken tonight.
And it was really, you know, divine order, because when I called in and I was listening before I punched one, and you were talking about the cosmic and the television and this, and I said, she's got it. She's got the download, and now she's using the technology, the techno-spiritual tool, to communicate to the world wide web.
That's
now,
right.
I have
That's
a question.
What it's all about.
Brother Kwame,
go ahead.
How long are you... You're going to be there in Mexico?
Well, I'm leaving Wednesday. I'm leaving on the 29th. And it's really funny because that's my son's Earth Day. And I left the gathering on the 22nd, which was my daughter's Earth Day.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
They're 3 years and 7 days apart. And I'm traveling. Yeah.
So now, when are your plans to be back in Georgia?
I'm planning on, I was just looking at trying to be around the 30th, because I got to be there back by the 1st of June, because I got to get ready to go to Chicago once I get back there and get resituated, and then go up for my mom's Earth Day in June.
Excellent.
Oh, June.
Excellent.
I'm going to Chicago on Friday, the 1st of May.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in L.A. over there on the 1st of May.
Yeah, we all have to do. I'm going to, my dad's 90 years old, and he's not getting any stronger.
Wow.
So I think the timing is now to go spend time with him. I feel led to do it this week, not later, but now.
Yeah.
Now. Because he's like,
a,
you know, my dad, that's the encyclopedia for me is my dad.
Right. That was, I was getting ready to make the suggestion, carry you a portable tape recorder, sit with your dad, and ask him to give you the story of the family, of the names, and the things in which he can give you in his memories. Our elders can go way back, but they can't figure
I'm
out
telling
what
you.
Happened just a day ago.
Well,
so
actually, Brother Kwame, I did... I did just that about 5 years ago, and I started typing from that recording, and I've got a manuscript that's ready to be published. It was exact. I'm way ahead of you on that one. I did that.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find a publisher because his story is definitely worth publishing. He's my encyclopedia, yeah. That's for sure.
Right.
And he was in New Orleans. Right. He's a Jim Crow survivor in New Orleans and traveled in the Great Migration to the North, and so he has given me so much knowledge and wisdom that I carry with me today.
Right, and that's excellent because it's the father's spirit and the mother's blood that makes the human being, and you're tapping into that spirit. That's what's opening this gateway for you.
Right, it is. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. So this is really kind of amazing when you hear whether it's from the stones in Arizona or when you hear from the trees in Florida or New Mexico. It's amazing what we're hearing and how we have to act on what we're hearing and not be afraid.
Right.
That's the fear. We talked about all this fear that people are afraid and they can't move forward on this energy from our ancestors and from the heavens and the messengers and angels all around us. We have to keep moving forward on what we're hearing.
Right. But really, it's really already in us. It's just reawakening our consciousness.
Exactly.
We're reprogramming this new DNA that needs to be reprogrammed.
Yes.
Because all of these, even with the indigenous, when we were in Sedona, these rich people were taking these elders in private sessions and recording all of this information that they were sharing. These physicists, and Carl Coleman was there, and he's the one that did the Mayan calendar along with Jose Arguelles. And he was there, you know, recording and getting this sacred science that now they're understanding that these are the physics and quantum physics that they're now discovering is what they've been talking about all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Now, Brother Kwame, was Golden Eagle there?
No, Eagle didn't make it. He was there was another Eagle there, but it wasn't the Dakota, the one I Sundance with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how he's doing?
Oh, he's okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. But this is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Yes, it certainly is.
Brother, my brother and my sister, I am going to sign off and gather me some wood for my sacred fire. And I give thanks for this time.
Yeah.
I give thanks for you, Brother Kwame, you, Sister Viata, and your listening audiences. And I give thanks for us.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you. And the same here.
Now, Brother Kwame, is there anything before I completely sign off? Is there anything that I should be aware of, sir?
Just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it well.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Sister Viata. Okay, Brother Kwame.
We'll be back on Wednesday with the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, more nature stories, nature empowering energy. And thank you both for contributing to this powerful revelation and the solution to the melanin challenge, realigning with the stars and the planets and the heavens. So we're going to leave out. I'm going to try and play Winan's Time for a Change. It's time for us to make that change and be empowered by the energy of our ancestors as we are reminded of who we really are. Shalom and hope.
Shalom.
They're that fabulous family of singing brothers with the sounds that make you feel good, and they've won all the awards tonight, the Winans.
Mm. Yes.
A little bit of love, just by one from heaven up above. Take from me, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game.